A Quinnipiac University poll released on Tuesday finds Connecticut Democratic U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal beats either of his possible Republican challengers by a 2-1 margin. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Blumenthal won his U.S. Senate seat 6 years ago in a contest against Greenwich Republican businesswoman Linda McMahon. It was the most expensive U.S. Senate race that year. The Quinnipiac poll finds that Blumenthal would probably have an easier time as he seeks re-election this year. QPoll director Douglas Schwartz explains.
Blumenthal has always been very popular, typically around 60% job approval, and the Republican candidates are largely unknown, so it's not a surprise that Blumenthal would have a huge lead at this point.
Schwartz says the poll finds that 84% of Connecticut voters haven't heard enough to form an opinion about Republican Party-endorsed candidate State Representative Dan Carter of Danbury. 83% felt the same way about the other Republican in the race, Stanford businessman August Wolf. The Quinnipiac poll also finds Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton beating Republican Donald Trump by 7 points in Connecticut, 45% to 38%. Senator Bernie Sanders beats Trump by 19 points. The poll was conducted from the 1st to the 5th of June. Ebong Udama, WSH News.